Candace Warner is our co-host tonight. Hello, Candace.
Hi, Bill. Great to see you and good evening to all our listeners.
Oh, it's a big night. We'll get straight into it. There's so much to deal with. First of all, your husband's form on the cricket pitch, Candace. He's had one trial match for the T20 World Cup and the papers are onto him. This is something you must be very familiar with.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm starting to think that maybe they're using David's form or lack of, as they're saying, to promote the World Cup or to, you know, to just get a bit of excitement around it, because I think everyone just needs to calm down. I had someone quite aggressively at school pick up today tell me how terrible his form is and how he should retire and he should be sacked. And I actually went off because I think, did you watch the game? Guptill took a screamer to get him out. And David's the type of player who he'll probably go out tonight against the Indian bowlers, fast bowlers, Bumrah, and probably play the same shot. That is the way he plays. He's an aggressive player. If Guptill didn't take that catch the other night, it would have gone for four, and who knows what he may have got. So he's doing everything right in his preparation. He's training hard. He's hitting the ball really well in the nets. He can't be doing anything else. I feel he's just out of luck at the moment. And we know with T20, it's that type of game. You get a bit of luck, someone drops a catch, and you can go on for a big score. So it is just a practice match, and regardless of what happens tonight, it's another practice match. The big time to perform will be on Saturday night against South Africa. And the one thing I know about David is you never write him off.
It's a storyline, isn't it?
It is.
And there's not much else going on at the moment till they start to get some results on the board, and then there'll be other storylines. We've never won a men's T20 World Cup, and we've made the semi-finals, been runner-up, but there's a lot of focus on this because obviously it's our best side on paper, so to speak. I know it's a very old phrase, but it kind of works that we've had at a T20 World Cup for a while. So let's see how they go.